Continuing with our series of tiny concepts, today I'd like to look at a concept which talks about how an attitude of gratitude always creates more blessings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Ibrahim, this is Surah number 14, Ayah 7 says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ تَعَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِي لَشَدِيدٌ. And when your Rabb, when your Lord made it known, if you are grateful, I would certainly give you more. But if you cover up the truth and are ungrateful, then my punishment is truly severe. If we just for a moment counted our blessings, the innumerable blessings, Quran says, in the same surah in Ayah 34, وَإِنْ تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُعْصُوهَا. If you were to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would not be able to compute them at all. There is no way. So here the Quran describes the secret of a grateful heart, because it's an attitude of gratitude that takes us to a high consciousness where life is good and blessing abound. You know, it's an awesome feeling. So how do we develop this attitude of shukr? Well, the first way is to make a conscious decision to look for the good and blessing in every person we meet, in every situation we experience. It's the natural result of our belief that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one who has only khair. He says, بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. In his hands is only goodness. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And he has power over everything. Remember, whatever we give our attention and belief to, it becomes our experience. So in order to develop this attitude of shukr, it's just logical to focus our attention on the blessings in our lives now. Begin by appreciating your families, your loved ones, your homes, your communities, and then expand the gratitude to include thankfulness for the talents and abilities that we have, accepting them as opportunities to be invested for the common good. Do you know something? Something that all parents teach their children. Two very, very powerful words. Thank you. When they're sincerely spoken, when they're silently realized, they open the world, they open doors to an expanding world of good. Appreciation, in essence, is acknowledgement. There is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, if you do not thank creation, if you do not thank human beings, how are you going to thank God? Thank you is a recognition and affirmation that something positive and meaningful has occurred. And you know, it's not just the words. Through our tone of voice, our facial expressions, or our choice of words, we actually can communicate the depth of our appreciation. And in the same way, in our secret conversations with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our talks with God, we communicate our appreciation for life. So easy to say, thank you for life. But we seldom think about it in this busy world of ours. One of the greatest antidotes for any lack or limitation or negative experience in life is to count our daily blessings. It's impossible, absolutely impossible, for anyone to be aware of the abundance present in life and feel deprived at the same time. You know, it also helps you break free from any sort of self-imposed limitations because you see the ingredients for joyful living and you always know that a day will follow the night. My mother always used to say, and she still does, that God has never placed a night after night. Therefore, whenever life is difficult, know that the dawn will come and the day will dawn. So look forward to that. Endure the difficult time and thank Him that He has seen you worthy of being tested into a difficult time. There's a wonderful anecdote I'd read somewhere about some children who used to be friends. And then they used to go to each other's houses. And one day one of the moms at one of the houses was telling all these children about her most prized possession. And it was a jewel box, she called it. And she said that she kept it locked so that nothing from inside it could be stolen. And the children had their imaginations running and they thought it must have diamonds and rubies and precious stones and priceless gold and silver. And they daydreamed that she must be somewhere from a rich family and a father may have been a king, even though she was like them, they lived a simple everyday life. One day, the children asked the woman what was in the jewel box. She looked at each one, smiled at them, and she said, "You know something? The jewel box is not a material box." And they kept on looking at her, and she said, "It's the treasure chamber of your heart. Everyone has one. Its contents are the feeling of love, joy, peace, shukr, gratitude, and the faith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us. It's a divine inheritance." She said, "God's presence in your heart is the treasure of knowing that lives forever." The children asked her many, many questions that day, but most of them never forgot about that jewel box. And they told it to their children and their children and their children. Then there's an ancient proverb that says, "A donkey may carry a heavy load of precious sandalwood on its back and never know its preciousness, only its weight." Without an attitude of shukr, we might feel the weight of the circumstances in our life. But you know what? We will lose sight of the precious nature of the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us. I'd like to end today with an extract from Munajat al-Shakirin, which is the whispered prayer of the thankful from Sahifat al-Sajjadiyya, the prayer manual written or attributed to Imam Ali Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. Absolutely beautiful. The Munajat starts where Imam says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Ilahi, adhalani an iqamati shukrika tatabu'u tawlika. وأعجزني عن إحصاء ثنائك فيض فضلك وشغلني عن ذكري محامدك ترادف عوائدك وعياني عن نشر عوارفك طوالي أياديك. My God, the uninterrupted flow of your graciousness has distracted me from thanking you. The flood of your bounty has rendered me incapable of counting your praises. The succession of your kind acts has diverted me from mentioning you in praise. The continuous rush of your benefits has stopped me from spreading the news of your gentle favors. وَهَذَا مَقَامُ مَنْ اَعْتَرَفَ بِسُبُوغِ النِّعْمَةِ وَقَابَلَهَا بِالتَّقْصِيرِ وَشَهِدَ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ بِالْإِحْمَالِ وَالتَّضْيِيعِ وَأَنْتَ الرَّؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ البر الكريم الذي لا يخيب قاصديه ولا يطرد عن فنائه آمليه بساحتك تحض رحال الراجين وبعرستك تقف أعمال المسترفدين فلا تقابل أعمالنا بالتخيب والإياس ولا تلبسنا سربال القنوت والإبلاس. This is the station of one who confesses to the lavishness of favors, meets them with shortcomings, and witnesses to his own disregard and negligence. You are the most clement, the compassionate, the good, the generous, who doesn't disappoint those who aim for him, nor do you cast out he who expects from you. In your courtyard, I put down the saddlebags of my hopefulness and stand in your courtyard, the hopes of those who seek help from you. So meet not our hopes by disappointing and disheartening, and do not clothe us in the shirt of despair and despondency. I love the second bit, where Imam teaches us to say, Ilahi, tasaghara inda taghadhumi alaika shukri, wa tada'ala fi jambi ikramika iyaya thanai. My thanksgiving is small before the great bounties you give me. My praise and news spreading shrink besides your generosity towards me. وَنَشْرِي جَلَّلْتْنِي نَعِيمُكَ مِنَ نُوَارِ الْإِيمَانِ حُلِلًا وَضَرَبَتْ عَلَيَّ لَطَائِفُ بِرَّكَ مِنَ الْإِزِّي كِلَلًا وقلدتني مننك قلائد لا تحل، وطوقتني أطواقا لا تفل، فأعلاك جمع. ضعف لساني عن إحصائها، ونعماك كثيرة قصر فحمي عن إدراكها، فضلا عن استقصائها، فكيف لي بتحصيل الشكر. Your favors have wrapped me in the robes of the lights of faith, and the gentleness of your goodness have let down over me delicate curtains of might. Your kindness has collared me with collars that cannot be moved, and adorned me with neck rings not to be broken. Your favors are abundant, my tongue is too weak to count them. Your favors are so many, my understanding falls short of grasping them, not to speak of exhausting them. So how can I achieve thanksgiving? وشكري يايا يفتقر إلى شكر، فكلما قلت لك الحمد وجد علي لذلك أن أقول لك الحمد. My thanking you requires thanksgiving. Whenever I say, to you belongs praise, it becomes incumbent upon me to say, to you belongs praise, again and again. And finally, Imam says, إلهي فكما غديتنا بلطفك وربيتنا بصنعك فتمم علينا سوابغ النعم وادفع عنا مكاره النقم واتنا من خضوض الدارين أرفعها وأجلها عاجلا واجلا ولك الحمد على حسن بلائك وسبوغ نعمائك حمدا يوافق رضاك ويمطر العظيم من برك ونداك يا عظيم يا قريم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. My God, as you have fed us through your gentleness and nurtured us through your benefaction, complete for us your favors. Repel us from detested acts of vengeance and of the shares of the two abodes. Give us their most elevated and their greatest, both the immediate and the deferred. To you belongs praise. For your trials and lavishness of your favors, a praise conforming to your good pleasure and attracting your great goodness and generosity. O the Almighty, the All Generous, by your mercy, O the Most Merciful of the Merciful.